3 school years ago, Santa Rosa City Schools issued more than 4,500 suspensions to middle and high school students and expelled more than 200. Those numbers were among the highest per capita in the state, well above the disciplinary rates in other Sonoma County school districts. It was clear that changes were needed, even before the state legislature acted last year to require alternative measures be tried before students can be suspended. So this academic year, some students who get in trouble are being offered a chance to take part in a restorative justice alternative.
Years past, two students would get in a fight, you're suspended for 5 days, and we'll see you when you come back. With restorative, the consequence still comes. There's still a suspension. We'll say to the families and students, in lieu of a 5-day suspension, would you be willing to do a 2-day suspension and participate in our restorative circles? And we leave it up to the families. The majority of our parents and students wanted that because they didn't want to be out of school. They wanted to have some sort of alternative.
Gabriel Albavera is Director of Student and Family Engagement Support Services for the Santa Rosa City School District. He explains that a pilot project with Santa Rosa nonprofit Restorative Resources is now underway on 2 of their campuses, Elsie Allen High School and Cook Middle School. And for those students who agree and participate in good faith, Albavera says the results have been striking.
We've had so many successes where students are like, well, you know, I didn't even know that that was your problem, or you had that problem with me, or I didn't say that, you know, and there was always generally misunderstanding as to why students got into a fight. Whereas before, we really never gotten to the roots, you know, it was like, okay, you guys got in a fight, here's your 5 days, we'll see you guys when you get back. And there was always that possibility of something happening after.
But it's not for everyone.
Not all cases work, because if a student doesn't accept accountability, then you're really not getting to the root of the problem.
Kareem Sanchez is the Restorative Resources staff member who's been leading the accountability circles, where students who do take part go through a series of steps to accept responsibility for their misdeeds and atone for them.
They have to participate in a restorative conference where they meet with the people that they may have impacted. For example, maybe a youth got into a fight with somebody at school, or maybe they bullied that person, and that person's parents come to the conference. And in that conference, they're expected to take responsibility for what they've done and hear the human impacts and come up with agreements to repair those impacts.
This is radically different from the zero-tolerance approach the schools used to take.
Zero-tolerance says whatever you do, if you do it enough times, we're just kicking you out. And the message that a youth picks up is, they don't really care about me. The school doesn't like me. And through the restorative approach, we're saying we do care about you. We just need you to look at what you're doing. We need you to contribute to this community in a positive way.
The restorative justice approach is also finding strong support from teachers, adds Albavera.
Teachers have seen the difference in student output, in their academic progress, and also teachers have been part of circles. Because when a student gets into a fight and he doesn't show up to class, that affects the teacher as well. Like, how can I educate you if you're not here? I need you here. And it really tells the student, wow, okay, the teacher wants me there. Teacher cares for me enough that they're coming to my circle, so it's been well received by staff.
Tomorrow, we take a closer look at what goes on within the program. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.